Have you guys ever played that game Geometry Dash before? It's on Steam now, used to be a mobile game. That game is bonkers. And about a year ago, I came across what has now become one of the most insane, crazy, impossible creative communities on the internet I've ever seen. I have the game. I don't really play it that much because I do other stuff. I work, I do other things. But I have some thoughts about people that are born to do the impossible, and or if being born to do the impossible is even like a thing, you know? Like, let me sort of explain what I mean. So Geometry Dash is this game that used to be, you can look it up on your phone probably and find it, but over the last 10, 15 years since it came out, the developer has released a bunch of tools that allows people to make their own levels. These levels, over time, started to get kind of challenging. And it got to the point where in the last, 8 years, something like that, since like 2016, 2018, a community of people that was small that has rapidly grown of people that play this game, there's this community that has now grown of the people that play this game that basically challenge themselves to play this game at a level that is considered arguably humanly impossible. There are levels in Geometry Dash that if you watch them as just a normal person that isn't even a gamer, like you would just kind of be like, that's just like a psychedelic drug trip. Like you wouldn't know what was going on. But if you were a person that played games, you'd go, oh, that's not a human doing that, right? Like that's not a person doing that. And it is. And you go, there's no way a human being is doing that. Like, it's not possible, but it is, and it's still happening, and it's constantly happening. For a long time, because I've sort of looked at the community and the history of it, I won't go super in detail, but I will say that essentially there is a list of levels that are considered to be the hardest levels ever made, and they're all, you know, community-based levels. They've all, and the community comes together and builds levels together because they're hard to build because they take time, but there's around, I don't know how many is the full list, but there's this thing called the demon list, because every single one of these levels is called a demon if they're hard, and they're ranked by difficulty. And so the extreme demons, I think, are the hardest. And so there's this list of levels that are the hardest levels, and it's 75 of the top levels, and then there's like a bunch after that, right? But it's this level list is based on the experiences of the people that are trying to beat them. When I say these levels are impossible, I'm talking people like one or two or five or 10 people will be challenged with the task of even beating the level. And they'll be like the only person who's ever beat the level ever. Like literally like beating the level is just like, that's not even something people are able to do. Like the whole goal isn't just to like beat it fast or be good at it. Beating the level is literally the goal. That's how hard these levels are. And there are people that have put in hundreds of thousands of attempts. There's videos about it online from very, very good, very talented YouTubers and creators that have already covered some of this stuff before. But the long story short of it is basically just that this community has done incredible things. If you want a couple of examples that are worth watching, if you don't normally watch this stuff, go watch Limbo. Go look at Limbo in Geometry Dash and tell me that a human being did that, and I won't believe you, except they did. I mean, it's that one's probably done with a computer, but there are many people who have beat that level that actually are able to click a button fast enough at the right time to beat that level. And as like an example, it's hard to explain over voice, but at the very end of that level, of the Limbo level, there is a key shuffle that happens where you have to watch keys get shuffled while you're like waving a shape as fast as possible. It's crazy. Go watch it. I don't have to get into it because I go on a tangent. But like I said, the people that play this game, I do not know how they do it, but it is argued to be almost, if not completely impossible to do these things, save for complete randomness. You're up to the mercy of complete randomness whether or not you beat some of these levels. But these guys do it anyway. They do it anyway. And a lot of the reason for that, you know, maybe it's hard to say why they, maybe they would just say because they love it. They love the challenge. They love the how hard it is, but they also love the reward of beating it and being the first person to ever beat that level because it's so hard. You know, maybe that's part of it. But I've thought a lot about it because there are some people out there that are just built different, you know? And that's really what the crux of all of this is about, is are people really built different, or is it just that people, you know, can anybody do that? If you watch those videos, if you watch the videos that I mentioned of those people playing Geometry Dash, playing levels like Grief is one of them, Limbo is one of them, look up Firework, Tidal Wave, all of those are excellent examples. One of them's called Kiyuki, I'll stop there. Abyss of Darkness, also good. Insane levels. These guys are insane that they're able to do this, right? Could any human do that? Could anybody just do that? If we're going to make the argument that it is almost considered humanly impossible to complete those levels, like, could any human do that? And the answer is, I don't know, but, I mean, physiologically maybe, but it's like, it raises more questions. It's like, could any human do that physiologically? Well, maybe, but like, would any human be willing to sit around for hundreds of thousands of attempts to try to beat a level? There's a YouTuber named Vision, you should look this up, who beat the third, which I think is now fourth hardest level ever created, which was originally cheated. It's called Silent Club Step. This guy has a recording of him beating Silent Club Step. It has 628,000 attempts over 3 years. This dude sat in front of his computer and clicked the button and failed 628,000 times in a row and did not give up. He did, because he was like, I can do it, or something. Or something is going through these guys' heads. I don't know. All I know is, could anybody do that? Could everybody do that? We say that people are built different, and that's true, but is it really? Could anybody do that? And the answer is, well, could anybody do it? Yes, maybe, but would anybody do that? You know, and it gets down to the question of, like, what do you want out of life? You know, like, if there was an impossible barrier in your life that you were like, I will not rest until this barrier has been blown open, you know, like, I will not rest until this door is blasted wide open for all to see. Like, does everyone have the ability to recognize impossible barriers in their life like that? Are there impossible barriers like that in everyone's life? And is everyone built by nature to conquer those? And it's like, I don't really know. I know that I feel like I have, like, aspects of me that are interested in pursuing my, you know, I want to increase my capacity to give. I've been saying that because I have natural philanthropic nature about me. It's a hard word. But, you know, these guys out here, like, they do the impossible, and I kind of just can't help but think, like, what if everybody functioned like that? You know, obviously, like, that's just too much to ask, you know, but I wonder sometimes, like, I don't really know if we know what we're truly capable of until we actually try to do the impossible. Like, if you actually said, I'm going to do the impossible, and everybody goes, you're crazy. I mean, like, imagine asking a person to do those levels. They go, you're crazy. Or if someone says to you, I'm going to beat one of these levels, they're going to go, you're crazy. And 4 months go by and you still haven't beat the level, and you're like, I'm going to beat it. Everyone's going to be like, you're crazy. And then one day you beat it. It's like the human ability to achieve the impossible. And even, it's not even about the achievement. It's about the pursuit of the impossible and the perseverance that goes with attempting to reach the impossible. Like, I think we underestimate within ourselves as people how incredibly capable we are at doing that, you know? The main reason that a lot of those guys do those videos, or do those levels and make it that far, you know, and spend 4 months doing it, is that they're only a very, very small subset of people believe that that challenge is worth their time, you know? Because I can tell you right now, I loaded up Limbo, made it about 1% in, and after 15 minutes, gave up. After watching a video on where I'm supposed to click, I said, I can't, this isn't for me. Does that mean that I don't feel like doing the impossible? No, but I have other callings to me, other callings in my life that are saying, go do this other impossible thing, see? And so so I watch these guys doing Geometry Dash, and I'm like, I mean, maybe I can do, maybe my thing isn't that hard. maybe the thing I want to do isn't that crazy, because that is crazy. To ask people to do those levels is nuts. But those people are doing them. Those guys are doing them. Those people are doing them. And it's like, if you watch those people do that and you think about your life, you know, maybe the things that seem as impossible as they are, it's not even that they're not impossible, but maybe you were built for them. Or maybe not. I don't know. I know that I think everybody has things in their life that call to them. Maybe, maybe not. I'd like to believe that there are people that have things in their life that call to them. And it's like, that's kind of the thing that they feel like they should do. And it's like, I think we should answer those calls. You know, those guys out there feel like they want to test the human limit with the game, and then they play it, and that's fine. But I feel like for me, there are impossible limits that I feel like that have been told to me they're impossible. But I don't really know that they are. And the only way that I decide and discover if they're impossible is by trying. The only way to know if it's impossible is to try. And the only person that's going to try would be me, because I'm the one person that was, everybody else told me it was impossible, see? And the same goes with other things in people's lives, like in your life, you know, if you've got something going on where somebody told you it was impossible, that person would never have tried. And so if you don't want to believe if you want to believe it's possible, you are going to be the only person trying. You see what I mean? And so, you know, are people built different? Well, I think people are built in a way where there are challenges that call to them. And while not everybody maybe understands those challenges and understands the determination and grit that goes into some of those challenges, but from people like, I think that pushing the impossible, I think humans have been doing that for thousands of years, and I think it's part of our nature.